Let's go in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, I'll read it. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and then thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. This is a text that's been used in a lot of missionary messages. Here am I, Lord, send me. Within the context, it really talks about anybody that is a Christian should be in a position where he can go out and win souls wherever he is. One time my son-in-law asked me, Dad, any prayer requests? I said, well, pray for me, you know. And what I said was, you know, we battle the flesh just as you do, and just pray for me, and my heart would be close to the Lord, and so forth. Isaiah was a good man. He was a preacher, but somehow I think he took his eyes off of the Lord, and he was following a man. When King Uzziah died, you could tell he was really upset. He looked to Isaiah, I think he looked to King Uzziah more than he looked to the Lord. And when the king died, he went into the temple. And he saw the Lord. It's not too difficult to find the Lord when you're looking for him, because he's close by. Too bad many times we're not looking for him. We're doing other things. And I mentioned this picture about in the morning and the sun coming up and fishermen going out. And David in Psalm 5 says, I seek the Lord in the morning. And we need to have the... There's four things in this message that I'm going to have to rush through for time. But it talks about what we need to render service, the right kind of service to God. One is to always have a sense of presence of the Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, looking unto Jesus, our eyes looking upward. And maybe it was Isaiah wasn't really, didn't know what was going on in the temple. This would have been the temple that of the Old Testament where God resided. And he walked in there and he saw the Lord. He was seated on a throne. And the Lord's on the throne right now. The Lord is on the throne when things are going real well. And the Lord's on the throne when things aren't going very well. He's always there. We've had people that would come to church when something good happened for them, and he had to come to church and thank God for something, but I was wondering where he's been the last year. We need to recognize that the Lord is on his throne. Whether things are good or bad, we can have someone that we can go to 24/7. You call on the phone these days and you get all these answering machines. And numbers of touching. We go to a, you go to a hospital in our city, you take a, you go, you get in line for about 2 hours early in the morning, they give you a number, and that gets you an opportunity to come back later. And it may be 2 or 3 months later. Or you go down to City Hall and you want to get something done, take a number. And then go to this office and wait, tell them what you want, and they give you another number. But we can go to God immediately. We can go to His, He's on the throne 24/7. We see the picture of the seraphims and cherubims adoring God. We need to have a heart of adoring God if we're going to be render a service that is acceptable in His sight. If we can be good Christians, winning souls, we need to be adore our God. And I saw a definition of adoring. Adoring, the conditions for adoring, I'm trying to think of a word in Spanish. It's adoring, I never use that word. But it's conditions for adoring is when someone's higher than someone else. And so we can adore someone that's above us. So if I'm down here and God's up here, well, there's a condition for adoring. We need to recognize that He is, as a seraphim said, holy, holy, holy. And they were showing the holiness of God in the temple. And we need to have that attitude as well as seeking the Lord in the morning. We need to praise God for His greatness, for His love, for His mercy, for everything. And that's part of rendering a service for God. Then we have Isaiah realized that he wasn't doing too well with God. There was a shaking of in the temple. The door moved at the voice of God, and the house was filled with smoke. And then verse 5, Isaiah says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Very easy to be in presence of God and sense your uncleanness. Paul always talked about this wretch man that I am. And someone asked, well, who's the greatest Christian that ever lived? And he would not say he was. Because when we get closer to the Lord, we get closer to God, we recognize our weakness, our flesh, and our sins. I have this illustration I tell people in our assembly. The wall behind me, I said, you in the back row, it looks pretty good, but come up and look closer at the wall. And we did everything in the church building, and you can tell it doesn't look as good when you get up close looking at it. And the closer we get to the Lord, the more we recognize our sins, the more we recognize where we're failing. And that's kind of what happened with Isaiah. He realized that he was not what he should be in the eyes of God. And so he confessed his sin, and then it says the seraphims took a hot coal off the altar with tongs and laid it on his mouth. I assume that was not a real hot coal. That would hurt. I assume it was a symbol of purifying the heart of Isaiah. As he confessed his sin, God purified his heart. And then they said, your iniquity is taken away and your sins are purged. Now that's where we need to be at when we serve the Lord. Have a clean heart. That's the only way God will work in and through us. That's the only way the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts, and it's the only way we can be sensitive to God's will for us. And of course, reading the Bible and the Holy Spirit, we have guideposts for where He wants us to be and what He wants us to do. But as he had his heart cleansed, he's heard the voice of the Lord. Now that's where we ought to be every day. Recognizing God, adoring God, cleansing our heart, and then let God speak to us. Now, Isaiah wasn't the only sinner in the land. Isaiah said everybody in the land, they're terrible. They need to repent. And he wanted Isaiah to be one of those that go to his people and preach repentance, preach salvation. And so the Lord said, well, who shall go for me? He says, and Isaiah said, here am I, send me. So no matter if we're in Argentina or in Mount Maquanago, we have to be the kind of servant that is useful, can render a fruitful ministry that God can work in and through us. God bless you.